first Corinthians 9. And so Paul says, I'm free, I'm living the law of Christ. But I become as one, or he says, the Jews, I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law. He's not a part of the law, but yet he's becoming as one under the law to win this.
Right. Well, there was a situation of circumcision. There was a situation in the book of Acts where Paul took Timothy, whose father was a Greek, and circumcised him. Paul did it voluntarily. Why did he do that? Well, he knew that he's going to go into an area where this is going to be a stumbling block to the gospel. Those people weren't going to listen if he had this guy that was uncircumcised. So to the Jew, he became as a Jew. In this case, it involved Timothy, in order that he might win Jews. There were other times where he would observe things that they did, and there's things in the book of Acts where he did things that they did that he didn't really... was no longer under himself, but he did it for their behalf in order to reach them so as not to offend them. But then when you get in Galatians, the Jews wanted him to circumcise Titus, and he refused to do that. He said he didn't. Maybe we ought to look at it. Galatians 2, verse 3. Here's a Greek. A Gentile, not even Titus, who was with me, although he was a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. It was because of the false brethren who'd sneaked in to spy out our liberty, which we have, there's that liberty again, which we have in Christ Jesus, in order to bring us into bondage. He has another word that he uses. Be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. We did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel might remain with you. So how does this make sense? One hand he circumcises Timothy, the other hand he refuses to circumcise Titus. Well, the difference is the principle of the gospel stood here. These guys were saying he has to follow the law. And Galatians is all about that, you know, that if you get back under that, you're under the curse. But over here, he circumcises Timothy because he wants to not have an unnecessary offense. And there are situations, even culturally, where we do this kind of thing. I know one brother, he was in a very conservative group, and every preacher has to wear a tie. And the preacher preached, and he went out to the car and started to take his tie off, and he thought, I want to thank so-and-so. He ran back into the building without his tie, and he got reprimanded for it. That's the kind of stuff. I don't know. Is all this being recorded? I don't know. Maybe. I went to one time when I spoke in Holland. The brother there is a good brother. His English was not too good, and he said, when you come here, I will personally lift you up at the airport. I could just picture myself him coming out personally. But he said, you'll need to wear a costume. Well, the costume, he meant suit, but you have to have black shoes, black pants, black coat, white shirt, black tie. They were going to interview me for some paper, evangelical thing. And if I had not been dressed like that, the entire thing would have gone out the window instantly. Duncan Campbell, some of you may have heard of him. He was greatly used in the Hebrides revival in the 1940s. One old Scottish lady, she said, ah, there's not an ounce of grace in him. You've seen his brown shoes. See that stuff. So you're going into that area, I'd wear black shoes. I said, that's fine with me. I'll wear black shoes. It doesn't have anything to do with anything, except it keeps the door open for them to listen. Or you could claim your rights and say, I can wear brown shoes if I want to, and you go to hell, you people that have all these stupid ideas. See the difference? One's walking in love. And Romans 14, he says, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him that eateth not judge him that eateth. Now, what was it? The guy that refused to eat that meat sacrifice to idols had more scruples. He didn't feel good about it. And his problem is judging the guy that does. He said, that guy's sinning. He has to be sinning. He's judging him. On the other hand, the guy that knows that it's all right to eat that meat, his problem is despising the guy. He said, how stupid is that? He thinks that he can't do that. And so be careful. Don't despise that weaker brother. If there's something that he's got scruples about that we know the Bible says he doesn't need to, don't despise him. He's trying to please God. If it's the other way around and you see somebody doing something, you got to believe that God's working in them too, and don't judge them. There may be factors you don't know about. But that's what Paul's saying here. I became all things to all men. He's not saying I compromised one iota of anything necessary. He would not compromise. He was unbending. But when it came to something like that, he'd bend over, but he'd make himself a slave to their ideas. It's quite a challenge. But that's, again, that's what he's walking in love. Romans 14, it's not that it was a gray area. You say, well, there's gray area. No, Paul says, I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that there's nothing unclean of itself. He knew that it was not wrong to eat these meats, but he still wouldn't make an issue of it. If somebody felt it was wrong, he'd honor that. Because he said, what? If you don't do that, what are you doing? You're not walking in love. That's the big thing you bring. He'd bring out love in these different situations. He says, knowledge puffs up, love builds up. He's talking about the same issue.